This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Monica Packer from About Progress, and this is A Growth Spurt, a bite-sized way you can increase your progress today.
Okay, I am so excited because today I had a really important delivery, a delivery of something I've been thinking about for a long time and finally bit the bullet. We got four archways that are steel archways delivered to our front doorstep today, and we still need to assemble them, but I'm planning on placing one at each entrance to my garden. My garden is made up of 16 garden beds, and they're kind of like in this big square shape with another mini square in the middle. And so on each one entrance, I'm going to have an archway so the plants can grow over it. Now, this is something I have had in mind for years, even before we did a thing to the home. And it's because I had this vision in mind of an English country garden. Now, even though I don't know how to garden very well, and I most definitely didn't when we first bought the house, that was something that I had in my head. I wanted this English country garden, and those archways are going to help create that feeling for me. And if I had the money, I would install some stone arches. I can really picture just kind of an overgrown but still somewhat groomed garden with this beautiful archway and all these flowers spilling out on the sides and even growing over the top. It would be so beautiful, but alas, that is not the plan, and the steel ones will do just fine. Now, if you can just stay with that vision for me and for just a moment and imagine those old archways with the beautiful stone that all has been patinaed and there's all these plants growing over it. And if you can picture it, you may also be able to easily picture the stone at the top of the archway. And it kind of has this, I wouldn't say pentagon shape. I'm really bad at remember shape names, but there's a very defined shape of this. And this is called the keystone. And a keystone is the most important stone in the entire archway because it keeps all the other stones in place. Without a good, strong, healthy, really carefully placed keystone, the rest of the archway would fall apart. And that is true for habits. There is one habit that we all have that if it was carefully in place and prioritized and made sure it was being completed, it would hold up all the other habits that we want with time. And more than habits, it holds up who we want to be as a person. I first identified my keystone habit, a term from Charles Duhigg, by the way, and his book, The Power of Habits. I first identified my own keystone habit from two very small moments. So the first was a moment of vanity, and the second was a moment with my first business coach that I hired years and years ago. The moment of vanity is a picture that we got as a family. My friend took them. She's an amazing photographer. And when I got the pictures back, I just looked so exhausted. And more than that, I looked so much older than just our family pictures 1 year prior. And when you held the two pictures side by side, because you would do a headshot of me each time, it was a pretty stark contrast. Now, I can talk all the live long day about having a really good core of who you are, knowing who you are. But, you know, sometimes we just have vanity smack us in the face to help us see we need to make some changes. And that was one of those times for me. The other moment for me was when I had my first business coach helped me create a whole list of all the goals I wanted to achieve. And as we were looking at this list, he said to me, "Monica, what is one small thing you could do that would make all these things possible?" And I immediately knew my answer was sleep. And it wasn't even on my list. Those two moments helped me see that if I wanted to show up as myself, if I wanted to have better habits, if I wanted to have better relationships, if I wanted to achieve the goals and dreams that I had to prioritize sleep. Now, to be honest, I have never been a good sleeper. It's a really hard habit for me. Even as a child, my mom said I was a terrible napper. She would have to drive me around as her fifth child, so she knew what she was doing. She would have to drive me around just to get me to nap each day, even as a baby and then as a toddler. But even as a child and teenager, I would stay up like all night if I could. My family always found me underneath my dad's desk in the office because I was up half the night. Who knows what I was doing, but that's what I was doing. So this has been hardwired into me to be up at night and to not wake up early. Now, while we all have our natural circadian rhythms and we can honor that, for my life and my family and my workload too, getting up early is basically a necessity, even if it's just a little bit sooner than my family is getting up. And because of that, that means I need to go to bed earlier. And that's why over the past many years, I have worked in very progressive and, you know, up and down roller coaster ways on my sleep. Because I know in order for me to have all the other things I need in my life, habits and a strong mental health and good relationships and good work ethic, I have to sleep. So that is my number one habit. And I was just thinking about 2023 when my sleep was again very disrupted with a newborn who really, I mean, all babies don't sleep, right? But I feel like I've had a couple where in particular, they just really don't sleep. And that was during the day and the night for this little one. And because I knew this was my most important habit, I prioritized that above even exercise, which is my second most important habit, or day planning or meal planning or anything else. That had to be it. And we have seasons like that. So not only is a keystone habit one that once we have in place, others can be held up better, it's also the one that we have to work on first and prioritize above all else, especially during some survival periods. Now, I'm talking to you about keystone habits because I'm also talking about stress a lot. I've been preparing to teach this workshop online for our community on stress. And as part of that, I'm helping the women create or decide what habit they want to work on the most to better support their stress management. And this is really coming up for me that there are so many habits we can work on, and it can get very overwhelming when we need to work on all the things. And I would advise you to just think about your number one. What's your number one habit, your keystone habit that you need to better prioritize and make sure you are being very careful with above all others? That's the habit I want you to focus on the most for yourself. And you can actually do that with us in an upcoming Sticky Habit Intensive. This is our 21-day live course, habit challenge, and private community designed to help busy women form habits that stick. You take one habit that you want to work on, and in the 21 days together, you form that with me with a whole lot of support, motivation, and built-in accountability within the group as well. We do one lesson a week and one coaching call. It's really special. I'd love to have you sign up or get on the waiting list if that time has passed by going to aboutprogress.com/intensive. Before we go, let's do a quick progressor spotlight. Today, I want to spotlight one of the coolest comments I've ever had on my Instagram page at About Progress. This is from Lila B. Baby. I love her profile name. And she said, "Last night, my son, who is 17, said, 'I feel like our family will always be close because you and dad have set things up for us to know we don't have to be or do certain things for you to love us.' And all the hard, like very, 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 very seemed impossibly hard at the time, work is worth it." And I just love that so much because we were talking about why you need to prioritize yourself and help your kids learn that. And I just felt like this was such the antidote to the hustle culture that our kids are being raised in and the toxic achievement culture that we're in as well. And I just loved it so much. So thank you very much, Lila, for sharing that. And if you hear this, make sure you email me and I'll send you a little thank you gift because it was just so beautiful. That is it for today's Growth Spurt. If you have a question that you would love me to answer as part of a Growth Spurt, you can send me a voice message just by recording it on your phone. Every phone has a voice message app, and emailing me at hello@aboutprogress.com. I would love to have real women voices asking these questions so that we can feature you on the show and women like you. Thank you so much for listening. Now go and do something with what you learned today.